Track 10, David Clayton Meets. Now, I think David Clayton always manages to make his career sound enormous fun, and this tale certainly reflects that. Here is the inimitable David.
Back in the early 80s, I was a continuity announcer on Anglia Television, a job I was really pleased to get, by the way, and I was one of those people who used to pop up between the programmes just to tell you all was well and announce the next programme. And it was an interesting job in that you would sit around for about half an hour while a programme was on, then have about 12 seconds to announce the next one, but that 12 seconds might end up being 4 seconds or a whole minute, depending if something went wrong. So you're always on the edge of your seat. And of course, as one of the Anglia announcers, your job when you were doing the daytime shift during children's television was to work with the famous BC. A bear cub, BC, or did it stand for birthday club? Whatever, BC was a puppet. I'm sorry to spoil the illusion. BC was a puppet, and you had to work with him. What happened was the announcer that was coming on duty for the evening would be in there under the table working the puppet while you sat there in vision reading out birthday cards and smiling and being terribly nice to the children. Now, BC was an interesting puppet. One hand operated his head with a stick that went up into his head and the other hand went into one of his paws, so it was fairly animated. The trouble was with BC was that the announcer who was off duty operating BC could be quite mischievous, to the point that one day I was doing birthday club and BC would muck about and throw the cards away and all that sort of thing, and you just had to ad lib round it. And the announcer under the table, I will name her now, she won't mind, was Katie Glass. Being quite mischievous, just at the end of the link, as you were going into, and now it's time for Tiz Was, or whatever, in the last split second, BC would grab your tie, obviously it affected us chaps announcing, not the girls, grab your tie and yank it hard. And if we remember wearing ties, if you pulled down on the ends of a tie, it would secure the knot ever so small and tight. So Katie Glass, as BC, just at the end, I said, now it's time for Tiz Was, yanked my tie, great hilarity, and tied it into the tightest knot I could ever imagine. We laughed, and then I tried to undo it. I couldn't undo it, it was so tight. To the point that I spent the next half-hour programme trying to undo it, couldn't, and in the end, cut it off with a pair of scissors and borrowed a spare tie from the back of the studio. Thank you, Katie Glass, but we had fun. Naughty old BC. And then one day when I was doing Saturday morning continuity with BC, it was just at the time that those famous Dealey boppers came out. Now, they were a little headband you wore on your head, mostly for children, obviously, with two long springs which looked like insect antennae and on the end a little glittery shape. I took in some Dealey boppers that my children had, thinking I'll put these on BC, this'll go well. Anyway, I put them on BC, and I can't remember who was operating BC at the time, and I was in vision, and BC was nodding his head up and down, and the springs were going ping, 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 and on the end of the springs were two green glittery balls. That's all I can describe, like Christmas baubles. And one of them fell off live on air and landed in front of me on the desk, and I'm live in vision. And I started to say, oh dear, BC, one of your... And then I stopped and managed to put in place of the word I was going to say, baubles has dropped off. There was much hilarity again. I got away with it. And BC feigned a laugh as one of his baubles ran across the desk and fell out of view.
Ah, thank you, David. The perils and the joys of live television.